Module 6, Town and Community. Unit 6A, Reading and Vocabulary. Exercise 2, page 90. Lending a helping hand. Most teens hang out with their friends or watch TV after school, but many choose to do something different. These teens all help out at local animal shelters. Here are some of their experiences. A.
I started working at the animal shelter after school a year ago. Some people came to my school to give a talk about ways teens can help out in the community. There were lots of interesting ideas, like visiting senior citizens or cleaning up parks. I liked the idea of getting involved with something worthwhile, and as I've always loved animals, the shelter seemed the natural choice for me.
B.
I spend a couple of hours about twice a week helping out at the animal center, more in the holidays. Sometimes I help the staff members feed, clean, and exercise the animals. Other times, I answer phone calls or help members of the public to choose a pet. Last year, during the summer holidays, I also spoke to some groups of children about looking after pets properly and the importance of showing kindness to animals.
C.
When most people think of animal shelters, they think of cats and dogs. Well, there are plenty of both at our shelter, but there are sometimes farm animals there too, such as horses, sheep, goats, chickens, ducks, and once even a llama who we named Jack. Most of the animals are either brought to the shelter by their owners because they can no longer take care of them, or they are removed from their homes because they are not being looked after properly.
D.
Once, I went with a member of staff from the animal shelter to rescue a pony. It was on a farm where it was being neglected. I found it hard not to burst into tears when I first saw the pony. He was in a very bad condition. I'm glad to report that he made a full recovery at the shelter and we were able to find a new home for him. His new owners treat him far better, and that's a great relief to me.
E.
Some of the animals we take in need more care than usual. That means finding them a foster home so someone can spend more time with them. I have taken home two little kittens before, as well as an injured guinea pig and a puppy that had been found abandoned in the rubbish. Sometimes my mum jokes that our house is more like a zoo than a home.
F.
Shelters are at their most active in summer. They take in pets that many people simply abandon when they go on holiday. That's why I always ask to volunteer in my summer holidays at my local shelter. I also help run outdoor charity events for the shelter at other times of year. It's a great way to raise money, but you also get to meet some interesting people too.
G.
Although my schoolwork keeps me busy, I always make time to support my local animal shelter. I usually help out for a few hours at weekends by helping to treat sick or injured animals. I'm not a qualified vet, of course, but they need assistance to take care of the animals after surgery. I also encourage my schoolmates to donate money to the shelter so we can buy medicine.